Job growth slowed last month as U.S. employers added just 145,000 jobs, but there was an interesting milestone in today's report from the Labor Department. 95% of the net jobs added in December went to women. Women now hold just over half of all payroll jobs in America. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on what that says about our changing economy.
This is only the second time in history that women have outnumbered men on U.S. payrolls. The first was during the Great Recession, when waves of pink slips hit male workers first, temporarily giving women an edge in the workplace. That was even dubbed the man session. But before long, women were getting hit with their own layoffs, and their numerical advantage didn't last. This time could be different, says University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson, because women are being hired at a faster pace than men.
I feel very strongly that a year from now, their share will continue to be over 50%.
Stevenson's talking about payroll jobs, a Labor Department category that importantly excludes farmers and the self-employed. The growing number of women on company payrolls reflects a long-running evolution away from male-dominated industries like manufacturing towards the services side of the economy, where women have an edge.
That's what the U.S. does. We're a service sector economy. The service sector is really broad. It's not just about, you know, serving coffee or taking care of children.
Serving coffee and taking care of children are big businesses, though. The hospitality industry alone added 40,000 jobs in December. Women account for more than 3 out of 4 workers in healthcare and education. Megan Green, who's a senior fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School, notes those industries added 36,000 workers last month.
The sectors that typically tend to employ men, like mining, manufacturing, those have all been in decline.
Factories shed 12,000 jobs in December, while mining and logging lost 9,000. There are some bright spots for men in today's Labor Department report. White House economist Tom Phillipson notes construction, a field where men dominate, added 20,000 jobs last month.
The low interest rates we've been seeing recently has actually generated a sort of more of a housing boom than we expected at the beginning of the year.
But Green says the U.S. is likely to keep adding jobs faster in industries where women have traditionally played an outsized role. That could be a factor keeping wage gains in check. Despite the low unemployment rate, women often work in lower wage industries, and they tend to earn less than men.
If we're adding most of our jobs at the low end of the pay scale, we're not getting much upward pressure on wages, and that's, I think, why wages have been so frustratingly low in this recovery.
On the positive side, Stevenson says the growing number of women in the workforce is likely to reshape demand for things like flexible hours and paid family leave, benefits which working men might appreciate as well.
The bigger the footprint women have, the harder it is to say, well, this is a fringe group that wants a fringe benefit and the labor market won't stand for it.
In some ways, it's only a footnote that women's share of payroll jobs went from just below 50% in November to just above that threshold last month. In other ways, though, Stevenson says it's a watershed.
It reminds us to take a moment and think about the kind of strides women have made in the labor market. But also, the future of the labor force is going to involve greater women's equality in the labor force.
For years now, Stevenson says women have been outpacing men in education. That investment should pay more dividends for the economy as women's numbers grow in the workplace. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.